with cyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system, and immune protection from peroxynitrate free radicals. Melt thistle for sitting to inhibit toxins.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, with a little luck, why, they're going to be the views of Chris Milligan. And you may have heard us talk to Chris before, but he's got an independent publishing house, and he publishes a few books every year and gets them into major bookstores across America, so that we at least have some way of getting the truth out to the general public. Now, I think the hardest thing for me to accept when I got started in this battle, it was June of 1962, as I remember, was the fact that the media in America was largely controlled. And it really wasn't until I actually had the opportunity to compare articles from one newspaper and the other. They were exactly the same. I remember one article, and it said, Premier Ben Bella marched into Algiers today at the head of his troops to the cheers of the throngs. And this was probably July, August 62. And I was wondering, who is Premier Ben Bella? Is he a communist? Is he an anti-communist? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? And then later that same day, exactly the same Associated Press article, appeared in our local newspaper that said, Premier Ben Bella marched into Algiers today at the head of his communist-equipped troops to the cheers of the throngs. Well, somebody had simply deleted two words from the article that appeared early in the morning of the San Francisco Chronicle and changed the entire thrust and meaning of the article. And this is how things are done. It's not necessarily what they say, it's what they don't say, how they delete things, how they, for instance, talk about autism, but they never tell you the true cause. They never tell you the studies that show how toxic thimerosal is. In fact, they've banned it from eye drops. They've banned it from methylate and mercurochrome. And yet it's all right to inject into our children. And when they hold those hearings back in Washington, D.C., you never hear about those hearings. Everything is systematically suppressed so that you'll never know that they're poisoning the children with vaccines. In fact, that's one of the major reasons for the vaccines. Certainly, there's absolutely no reason to give a hepatitis B vaccine to a newborn in the nursery school. Nursery there at the hospital. There is no evidence, no scientific evidence, no proof it's ever saved the life of a child. And yet, of course, in fact, there are far more complications. There are even cases among children. That's the incredible thing. And yet the doctors insist on doing it because they're told to do it. And the doctors aren't smart enough to question what they're being told by the CDC. After all, these guys are down there to protect our health, aren't they? And the truth of the matter is they're not. I always like it called the Center for Disinformation Communication, CDC. I've been there, I've talked to the people, and some of them are very nice, but many of them, of course, have their own agenda, because that's where they can do the most harm to our society, because there really are people who hate America and everything we stand for, and they always seem to gravitate to key positions in government where they can use their power to wreak havoc upon our population, upon our people, and that's exactly what's going on. So often, you know, when you read the articles in the newspaper, they're not going to tell you about the known toxic effects of mercury, and they'll say, oh, well, some people think mercury, of course, is responsible for the autism epidemic, but those theories have been disproven. But have you ever noticed they never tell you where they were disproven, where you can check the facts out for yourself? They just assume you'll be too dumb to want to check these things. You'll accept what they say is true. The media is largely controlled in America, controlled by five men. And the sooner you realize that, why, the safer you and your family will be.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We've listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Of course, it wasn't very long after that. I was going back to 1962 and I learned about the Council on Foreign Relations, and I realized that they control the media on both the right and the left. I mean, they control the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these left-wing publications that seem to be so pro-communist, but they also control the Wall Street Journal and the New Republic, and they controlled certainly the National Geographic and the Reader's Digest and so many of the publications that we thought were really were conservative. And of course, then you realize, of course, what they do is they control both the right and the left. And when you finally suddenly realize the degree of control that exists over the media, you realize what we're up against, they control most of the publishing houses. And that's why small publishing houses like the one by Chris Milligan that he runs are so vitally important. And of course, when he recently published a book written by our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, that told the truth about what happened over in Vietnam, why somebody within the intelligence agencies got the Special Forces unit to sue Chris Milligan and Colonel Marvin, and they were quite willing to drop the suit if they'd just pull the book off the market. The last thing they want is for you to learn the truth. Well, as you know, Chris and Colonel Marvin took the case to court and won hands down. But
yes, indeed.
But you forget about that, the media. Hey, do we have Chris there?
You bet. Yeah, they don't control me, Dr. Stan.
I know they don't. Well, I'm glad that they don't. And I appreciate everything that you and Colonel Marvin and the other people that, you know, that you publish, because there are people out there trying to get books published, and they just can't get them published by the mainline media, or if they do publish them, they put out one small printing and or they even will print it up and never distribute it. I've run into that technique. Or they just accidentally shred the books. Oh, shucks, just accidentally shredded 5,000 books. It was just a mistake, though. And ladies and gentlemen, this is how the media is controlled in America, and that's how they're able to control what the American people think. Well, I understand you got some great new books, Chris.
Well, absolutely. There's Dr. Mary's Monkey, which, you know, every American should read, and especially boomers, because everybody from 1954 through 1963 that took the polio vaccine got exposed to cancer-causing monkey viruses.
Yeah, the SV40, sure. They knew, not only that, but they knew what they were doing, and they put it in anyway. So where does Mary fit into that? Because I thought Mary was a woman, a physician, who worked at the Ochsner Clinic there in New Orleans.
Well, she was an internationally famous cancer researcher, and Dr. Ochsner had brought her down there to Tulane. And after this, the contaminated vaccine went out there, there was a secret project that was put together to try and come up with a some sort of a cure for this mistake that had been made. And so they put the spooks and the scientists together, and when you do that, the scientists stay in the lab and the spooks are in the front office. Well, after a while, the spooks in the front office were saying, well, gosh, isn't there something else we can do with this? And they turned it into a biological weapons program also. And with that turn of events, then you got involved Dr. Mary Sherman, besides, you know, her students at Tulane and the people in the project. She was working alongside David Ferry and Lee Harvey Oswald. And what the author has found out through talking with witnesses and other documentation is that Lee Harvey Oswald, one of the reasons he was going down to to Mexico and going into Cuba was they were training him to take some of this contaminated vaccine because they wanted to, quote-unquote, give Castro cancer. And he was going to be one of the carriers of that. And it's just an amazing tale, and it shreds the, you know, lone nut assassin role that Oswald had. I mean, he was obviously, he came out of the intelligence community and looks to be on loan to the FBI, because anytime he got in trouble and in jail, the FBI would go visit him, and then they would always destroy their notes. But it's a tale similar to Expendable Elite in that we're telling what really happened versus the official story.
This is
a book that, again, nobody would publish. The author self-published it himself, and many people questioned his speculations, but they have been borne out to be absolutely true. There were some courageous souls at the time that stood up and said, hey, you know, because of this contamination in the vaccine, there's probably going to be a cancer epidemic in about 20 years.
And there sure is.
Tragically, there was.
And, of course, the most amazing thing, you know, back at the beginning of the 20th century, the incidence of cancer was about 3 in 100. By today, it's 50 in 150. Half of the American people will contract cancer, and most of them will die of it. And this is the incredible thing. They knew exactly what they were doing. In fact, the woman who discovered this back at the National Institute of Health was Dr. Eddy, Bernice Eddy, was severely punished for finding out that they had a cancer virus in the polio vaccine.
Yes.
And they gave it to millions of people in America and hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. And, you know, if it would have been a mistake, they would have been very glad for Dr. Eddy for having found it. But, of course, they weren't. And this story is told in a book published, actually, at the behest of the National Institute of Health, called The Health Century, written by Edward Shorter, and you can still buy copies up on the Internet. That's The Health Century. Most of the book is trash, but the part on the polio vaccine and the contamination with SB40 and so many of the tumors that they have today, you know, the people are dying of, are loaded with SB40, but the government says, oh, well, just because they're loaded with SB40, that doesn't mean this cancer-producing virus that produces cancer in so many animals, that doesn't mean it produces it in human beings. And they're simply lying to confuse people. How can you ever admit to the American people that the vaccines are used not to cure disease, but to disseminate them and destroy the minds of our children?
It's just amazing. And then another book we have out is called Fighting for God, Gold, Oil, and Drugs.
Yeah, you haven't told me about that one.
And that one was put together by some 20-somethings. And, you know, some of these kids have been listening to us, Dr. Stan. And they put together a great book. Part of it's about 9/11. But they went back into history and showed how come, you know, how come there's this group of people that would want to do something like 9/11. And the control that it gives them, and it talks about the Federal Reserve and how we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve and other things. And so I was very, very proud to be able to help these guys get this book out. It's a graphic documentary, basically a comic book format, lots of graphics and really, really nice. And then we're working on the Franklin scandal, and then we also have a book coming out called The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, which is just an amazing book. You're really going to like it. Gives some history of the CFR, goes back and shows how, you know, the USSR was just a fictitious puppet that these guys put up. And Dr. Stan, have you seen the movie The Good Shepherd?
Yes, I have. I was very, very pleased with that. The overall theme of that was excellent.
Yeah, you know, I've written a review. It's going to come out in High Times magazine in their November issue. And I don't know what they're going to title it, but I titled it The Truth Hidden in Lies. And, you know, the basic story is fictitious, the story of, and the characters are amalgamations between a bunch of other people. But some of the words that they had some of the characters say were quite amazing.
Well, because the thing is, it's the story of the Skull and Bones. They don't necessarily mention Skull and Bones, but you know that's what they're talking about. And the relation of Skull and Bones to the power elite and to the Central Intelligence Agency. And, of course, you want to get ahead in the Central Intelligence Agency, why you come from the Skull and Bones. And, of course, these people have no regard at all for human life. I mean, they are simply part of a secret society dedicated to world government and the destruction of individual freedom, but the advancement of the skill of the career and power of the members of the order.
Right, and it's not just Skull and Bones, too. There are seven secret societies at Yale. Actually, there's a few more, but there's seven main ones. And one of them, Book and Snake, is a very old society. It's right up the High Street there from Skull and Bones, and Porter Goss, who was most recently a member of, the director of the CIA, was a member of that.
I think that his career is amazing. He was a longtime member of the CIA. He was a friend of Barry Seals, who was the biggest drug smuggler in the country, and then, of course, he gets out, and what happens? Why the CIA backs him so he can run for Congress. He gets into Congress. He's in charge of oversight of the CIA. He's the congressman who's supposed to make sure the CIA is honest. And then, of course, he gets out of the CIA. And where do you think he becomes? He becomes the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was the one who headed the initial investigation of 9-1-1 to make sure that the CIA wasn't involved.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
They're going to do all the advertising, but at least their books are there. You never know who's going to pick a book and suddenly recognize that they're reading the truth. So go right ahead, Chris.
Yeah, one thing I was saying was that it's almost criminal, but the state of our fourth estate, and it is. Talk about your thought there too. A book. The pen is mightier than the sword, and books are amazing things. You know, it takes a bit of some effort to put somebody's thought into something that, you know, that you can hold in your hand. And yes, it's we're kind of like a response, basically, you know, to New York not doing its job. And it's been very interesting. I mean, it's something most people, you say publisher and they say, oh, well, you must be some rich guy or something like that. I mean, it's something started with $5,000 worth of borrowed money and then it just try and continue slog out and I owe lots of money. And yes, and if people want to donate to our legal defense fund, because to continue to do this, because they've tried several things to take us out, to make us, you know, discourage us so that we don't do this anymore. And one of them was to take us to court over a bogus lawsuit, and they pursued it all the way, and we stood up all the way and won a unanimous verdict from a jury from the great state of South Carolina. And, you know, the other thing that has been real interesting, we found out that there's a way that they can sandbag you in the merchandising of your product. We found that one of the large sub-distributors, a very interesting organization, there's, you remember W.R. Grace Company, right?
Sure.
Well, W.R. Grace Company in the mid-'80s, put together, took an old line book company and then went and bought two other firms, one a video warehousing and wholesaling firm, and the other one a software wholesaling firm, and then gave them all the same name, the name of this old line distributor. And so then you have three entities that have all the same name, and then put them under an umbrella of a company. So you have four entities with all kind of very similar names. And then they sold it off. And guess who they sold it off to, Dr. Stan?
Who do they sell it off to?
The Carlyle Group.
James Baker III, Frank Carlucci, George Bush, Henry Kissinger. All, in fact, the Bin Laden family was there initially.
And guess what they did, Dr. Stan? Well, I got this series of books, Mr. Peter Lavinda, a very, very erudite, very scholarly gentleman. He wrote the book you're probably familiar with, Unholy Alliance, the history of the Nazis and the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And that started out as a chapter in his main work, which is called Sinister Forces, and it's a three-volume set where he, one thing he shows is he says, gosh, a lot of the people that are involved in the occult are also involved in CIA mind control projects and different things, and talks about the nine and then goes into the history of the CIA and mind control and other things, it's a three-volume set, I mean, you know, and we were coming out with the third volume, and the gentleman was on, you know, Whitley Strieber and stuff like that. And, you know, we were selling some, not a great amount. But this sub-distributor goes in and, you know, buys up about 1,200 copies, which is almost everything I had left. I mean, I only printed a little over 2,000. And so they buy these all up, and then the author is on radio, and the guy's selling some, and we can't get him any. So I ship him some out of my barn. I give the authors, you know, some books, and the author shipped them some so that Whitley would have some. And then, okay, we got to go. Well, all of a sudden, you know, I'm running around trying to find money to reprint this book, and you guys got to go. I'll tell you the story when we get back.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Kiss Milligan. How they control what the American people think.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the new world disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutraMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. Listen in stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-band satellite Monday to Friday, shortwave Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Kiss Milligan. And Kiss, before we go on, I want you to get your webpage out there. Now, we do carry several of your books. We carry Sydney, the Expendable Elite. We carry the one Without Smoking Gun. We carry the Barry and the Boys, and probably one or two others, but certainly he's got some that we don't carry, but this last one, Unholy Alliance, I certainly think I want to be carrying. Anyway, go ahead and get your telephone number up there and your webpage so people can get
that. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's 1-800-556-2012, 1-800-556-2012, and our website is Trine Day, T Drinedaway.com. And thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Of course, and then if you're out there and you're in any way able to contribute to the defense fund, because they still owe $90,000 or $100,000, how much do you still owe?
Well, let me see. We owe one about 50 and one about 25. I think we owe about 75.
Right, these are the two attorneys that took the case.
Right,
they've already
right.
paid off.
Yes, and that's at expendableelite.com.
Right.
And there's a link right there to go to that. And
right.
and then to continue my story about the Carlyle Group. I mean, what is the Carlyle Group? You know, this big munitions firm, you know, owning this little sub-distributor for, you know. And, like I say, they ordered a whole bunch of copies, and the distributor was out. And I asked the distributor, well, call and make sure to everybody that they're out. And they called, and everybody said they're out. And they, so I'm running around trying to, you know, I got to find $5,000-$10,000, get some more books printed, you know. And so I'm running around, and then all of a sudden, the sub-distributor coughs up, you know, 80-some copies, you know. And then the next month they cough up 100 more. And then the next month they cough up a couple hundred more. Because, see, the book business is based on a consignment model, and then is the retail market is controlled by three entities, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Borders. And so basically, how it's developed is that once you put a book through to give it to a distributor, and then they give it to a bookstore, that bookstore can return that book as long as it's in print, and just return it, you know. And so the sub distributors can do it too. And so, but to make kind of a long story short, they ended up returning over 800 copies. A 73% return rate, okay? And this cost me, you know, about a buck and a half each per book just for returning it. And then it costs, you know, the money that you think you sold some books, and now they aren't being sold or they're being returned. And, I mean, you budget for a certain amount of returns, but everybody else had a return rate of 12%.
Well, I tell you what, Chris, it's a standard operating technique. They've used that through the years to bankrupt the conservative publishers. I mean, I should have warned you about that a long time ago. I can remember them using that 40 years ago to destroy Liberty Magazine at that time and several other conservative magazines, and that buy them all up, but they'd never put them out, you know, on the newsstands, and I suspect your books never got into bookstores. They never intended to distribute them. They just playing games with you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the game is played. They win, we lose, but the major thing is to control access to the minds of the American people, which is why, of course, talk radio is so important. And why don't you go ahead and send us, you know, about six or eight of those books, and we'll see if we can move them, and we'll offer them to our ministry, and I bet we can move a fair number of them. Now, do you have part number one and two as well?
You bet. I think you'll enjoy them. Sinister Forces, it's a very good series. Goes deep into uncovering the CIA mind control, and then also goes to show how, you know, this group of people in their psychological warfare, part of their psychological warfare is blood, is murder, and by this shocking trauma is how they do some of their control. I mean, when you look at 9/11 from a technical mind control standpoint, I mean, it's very classic. You have the population, okay, is sitting staring at a machine, okay, that is giving them an image that has a flicker in it at every 60 cycles, which any book on hypnosis tells you, puts you in a trance and makes you believe what you're seeing. And then you have this very traumatic event happening. You have an airplane, okay, a big jet plane, and most of us have been in a big jet plane, and we know that inside a big jet plane are a bunch of real people, and that jet plane then is slamming into a big office tower, and all most of us have been in a big office tower, and we know that inside a big office tower is a bunch of people. So obviously what we're witnessing is a very traumatic loss of life, which is very gruesome, which then allows, in mind control, that is like your shattering experience, and they try and shatter them, and then once you shatter them, then you can try and build it back up in the way that you want. And you look at the horrific actions that this so-called, quote-unquote, Christian president, did from, 9/11. He went on two wars of revenge and retribution, and it's sickening. But when you look at these people from who and what they are, I mean, they promote death, look at the symbol of Skull and Bones, and they promote war, it's absolutely nuts that the people in power in this world believe that war is the way that things get done and the way things happen. And, I'm for peace. I think that, just think, Dr. Stan, if just a small amount of the money and the energy that is spent to, keep us all apart, keep the left and the right apart, keep us all chasing our tails and everything, and if it was just used to make life better here.
Well, of course, the thing is that they're not interested in making life better. I mean, the war is largely a diversion, as our boys are fighting for freedom overseas. We're losing it here at home as we undertake the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation, going into the North American alliance here, the North American Union, and suddenly building the new highway, and of course ever more power to the government, and certainly setting up basically a police state here, passing law after law after law to defend us against those wicked terrorists. But they'd never think about closing the southern border so the wicked terrorists couldn't get in here. And maybe the war against terrorism is as phony as the $3 bill. In fact, when was the last time you saw a new picture of Osama bin Laden? We see al-Zawahiri coming on here this last week, threatening Great Britain, with retaliation. Where's Osama bin Laden? Is it possible he's been dead for a couple of years and they haven't told us? And so much of what's going on is simply to confuse the American people, and, of course, to rally us behind our leaders, because the government's going to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave plotting to take away our freedom.
Dr. Stan, let me ask you a quick question.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know our form of government, right?
Right.
You're pretty familiar with our Constitution and everything. I just wondered what branch of the government Cheney and Bush think they work for.
Well, I think that they are the government. I think that they are an imperial executives, and they certainly do not have to abide by the Constitution. They are above the elected representatives. In fact, whenever they sign a legislation, they put on something called a signing statement, where they define what the law is and how it will be carried out and what parts of it they will and will not carry out. They have no right to do this, but they do it anyway, and we've lost complete sight of the fact that we are a republic, and of course the government is to be subservient to the people, not the government to control the people.
Yeah, I mean, basically, their mode of operation is if, we can, because these guys have been the drug smugglers since the 1800s, and so they can create enough money with their drugs and then take over the other industries, and then buy and set up the press, and then run the intelligence services, and of course they've already owned the banks before that. Then because if they do that, then they get to set the rules is basically, what they're saying. And, we've got to do more than be outraged in chat rooms, At some point in time, you know, we need to go out in the streets in pots and pans and do something.
What we need to do, of course, is educate the American people and get people to begin to realize they have a responsibility for what their government is doing, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Look, will you send me copies of that three sets of books?
Absolutely. And I'll send you Fighting for God, too.
All right, fine. Well, I think we need to get this information out, and Chris is doing a great job. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I want you to know that my wife and I have contributed on several occasions to the fund to help Chris and certainly Colonel Marvin pay off their debts, because we think what they did was very courageous. And we hope that many of you will give serious consideration. Maybe you can only send $10 or $15 or $20, but every little bit helps, because believe me, it's a tremendous burden. And if we won't help our own when they're under attack by the CIA, then maybe when we're there, nobody's going to help us. But if we'll stand behind the people who come under CIA and the intelligence community attack, and remember, there are a lot of good people in the intelligence community, it's simply the people who run this. The fellow who runs the CIA always comes from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the people who surround him are always from skull and bones. And these are occult organizations, and we're not only fighting political and ideology, we're fighting spiritual forces. For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And ladies and gentlemen, we've sure got it. Right, again, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, our guest, Chris Mulligan. And we're talking about his publishing house and anything you can do to help him get his books out. Certainly we carry some of them, but he has some books we don't carry. I think we'll try to be carrying all the rest of them, though, because we need to help him just as we need your help to keep going. He needs your help, and certainly he's going to get help from us.
Have you seen Mr. Bugalusi's book? He was the DA against Manson, and he came out with some book that just, you know, talks about how the Warren Commission was right and Oswald did it.
Oh, I have not actually read the book, but I think he is not telling the truth.
Well, no, but it's just amazing how, you know, his book and Posner's book, Case Closed, you know, I mean, these guys got their faces everywhere, you know. But people, you know, like Colonel Marvin, Daniel Hopsicker, Wayne Madsen, and other people, I mean, you know, you don't ever see him. I mean, Hopsicker is so revelatory, they just have to ignore him all the time. And, I mean, I strongly recommend people go to his website, madcowprod.com, because, you know, what we can do is we can just grow around these people, okay? Because the people are out there. You have reporters out there that are willing to put their life and their, you know, their liberty and, you know, on the line there, and basically say, okay, here's what I'm reporting. Daniel gives his reporting away for free and says, hey, please buy some of my books, buy my videos, which are well worth it. You learn so much from them.
Okay, hold that. We've got a caller from New York. Is that Kim or Tim?
It's Kim.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
I know Chris. I was the one who rented the house for him and Colonel Marvin.
Oh, how nice to meet you, Kylie. Thank you kindly. That was really, really kind of you, really nice, and we'll forever remember it.
Well, we had a wonderful time down there. It was wonderful getting to know these two great gentlemen. I acted as kind of a freelance reporter to cover the trial, and have tried to cover several issues since then, and it's amazing how people don't want to hear the truth. My local media, I've gone to having my own cable access TV show to get the truth out.
Yeah, we're just starting one up here in Eugene, and we just did our first taping the other day, and so yeah, we're looking to do that too, but things are happening, and Tim, it's really really good to speak to you again, and say hello to your wife Cheryl too.
Oh well, thank you very much. It was you know, like I said, it was my pleasure getting to know you guys, but you know, being at the trial, and the amazing thing was, you can go to Colonel Marvin's website and listen to the audio tapes of the men who then testified against him, and listen to how they perjured themselves, and you know, that's what basically won the trial right there.
Well, of course, the reason that they did that is they were threatened. And when the government agents threaten people, and here it was the special forces, but behind the special forces were, of course, the attorneys, and nobody knows who put up all the big bucks to hire those attorneys, but everything points to it was CIA or some other intelligence agency, because they cannot let the American people know the truth about what really happened in Vietnam, because of what you're seeing, of course, over in Iraq today is Vietnam being played out all over again. Tim, I think you ought to write a book about the trial. Sounds like it would be a great, great idea.
Oh, it's been a wonderful experience getting to know Dan and, you know, Chris Milligan and, you know, looking at the books that Chris publishes. People cannot find better books than what he has.
God bless you. Thanks for helping them out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And thank you for being with us, Chris. And again, how can people donate to the Defense Fund?
Well, they can go to expendableelite.com. And also, we just put up the transcripts from the last trial, so they can read everything up there.
Bye-bye. God bless. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871 That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Well, I just stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you agree with us, that there really is a problem, you'd like to be part of our team, part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, well, I believe that we're moving into a very difficult time. I mean, certainly, we're on the edge of a financial crisis. We're on the edge of expanding the war in the Middle East. We're on the edge of having some terrorist attacks in America. They may be staged by the same people who did 9-1-1. And believe me, I don't believe it was Osama bin Laden at all. I believe, of course, it had to do with the intelligence agencies. And you need to read my newsletters. Foreknowledge, 9-1-1, three pamphlets. I made about 15 newsletters that will tell you the real story of what happened on 9-1-1. But be that as it may, I believe we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis here in the United States, and there may even be, throw in a couple of epidemics, major epidemics. President Bush, through his two recent presidential directives, had laid out the blueprint for a dictatorship in America. They're building concentration camps in America, and you better start making plans to look after yourself. I don't know what's going to happen, but if you don't have a good supply of emergency food laid aside, why, if you have an emergency food catalog, why, go ahead and order your food. If you don't, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. You need to have a good supply of health things, vitamins, minerals, other things of that sort on hand, because they're going to make it increasingly difficult to get it. We'll be glad to send you a catalog, but don't put off ordering, because, of course, once this thing starts to unravel, it's going to be too late. Get your emergency food in. If you need barrels to store water, or pumps to get the water out of the barrels that you've got, if you have a Berkey water filter so you can have certainly pure water on hand that's drinkable and potable, you have an emergency medical kit set aside. We don't actually offer those, but you can certainly go down to the local drugstore and lay in a supply of the things that you need, and even some of the proprietary medicines, and try to get some antibiotics from your physician. If you can't, go down to the pet store, and you can buy the antibiotics for your pet. Have a supply so you can look after yourself. Because, believe me, there are no plans to take care of you and your family. And I don't seem to mean to be an alarmist, but I would not be doing what I believe I'm called to do if I didn't warn you about these things. And then remember, there are powerful spiritual forces behind this whole thing. Make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that may get any of us through what lies ahead. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack today in this country, and that's the emergency food catalog. Or if you have the catalog, get your order in. Get your order in for your Berkey water purifier, for your health resources, the vitamins and minerals you need, the barrels, the other things. And then, of course, you need to get some of the material that will help you understand what this is really all about. If I could make a suggestion, my talk, The Forbidden Secret, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Secret and Mysteries of America's Beginning, which is a full-length DVD, a documentary, won the New York Film Festival Best Documentary of the Year last year, put out by our good friend Chris Pinto. The next in the series is Riddles in Stone. You get those four items: Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. You'll know more than most college professors about the secret societies that control the destiny of America and the world today. We'll be right back.
Now,
Well, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and certainly our guest for this hour is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Nice of you to have me again.
All right. Well, it's always good to have Joel with us. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to go over the week's World Affairs Brief?
Yes, I'll give your listeners a little preview of tomorrow's World Affairs Brief. Main story is why we're losing the war in Iraq. You know, even putting aside the ulterior motives of our government for being in Iraq, the U.S. is steadily losing support among Iraqis who originally welcomed the U.S. invasion. And the reasons are sometimes varied and complex, but one thing looms large for people, ordinary people in Iraq. When U.S. soldiers go house to house searching for insurgents, they leave behind whole neighborhoods of families paralyzed by fear, damaged furniture, broken houses, unnecessary civilian casualties. And heaven help the neighborhoods where all the U.S. troops call for air support. Whole groups of houses are bombed into oblivion. And if they didn't hate the Americans before they arrived, they certainly do now. So the more the U.S. carries out these heavy-handed types of military missions, the more hatred they engender against the U.S. occupation. So what I'm going to do is essentially go through some specific examples in this brief, because one of the problems is that when you get the superficial story about doing security in Baghdad, you just really don't know what they're doing when they go through. And the Nation magazine just put out a major piece where they went back and interviewed between 40 and 50 veterans of the Iraq War on specifically what do they do and what did they witness and what kind of pictures did they have showing what the ordinary soldier does when he goes through and searches neighborhoods for weapons and things. And it's a shocking story, Dr. Stan.
I've read it. I agree with you. Please go ahead and tell our listeners.
So let's talk about some of the examples that are there. Let me see where I can start here. Veterans of the war said the culture of this counterinsurgency war, in which most Iraqi civilians were assumed to be hostile, made it difficult for soldiers to sympathize with their victims, at least until they returned home and had a chance to reflect. One soldier said, "I guess while I was there, the general attitude was, a dead Iraqi is just another dead Iraqi." And Specialist Engelhardt served with the 3rd Brigade, and he said, he started actually February 2004. You know what? So what? The soldiers honestly thought they were trying to help people, and they were mad because it was almost like a betrayal. In other words, a lot of the soldiers got mad because they felt like they were betrayed by our own government going into Iraq on false pretenses, and they kind of ended up, if I'm going to get stuck here, they ended up taking it out on the Iraqi people. Much of the resentment towards Iraqis described to the nation by veterans was confirmed in a report released by the Pentagon. And just 40% of soldiers and 38% of Marines agreed that civilians should be treated with dignity, and only 55% of soldiers said they would turn in a member who killed an innocent non-combatant.
In other words, 45% would cover for somebody who killed an innocent civilian. He was
That's
your
right.
buddy, and you were going to cover for him no matter what.
And that's typical, Dr. Stan, of the military mentality of protect your buddies. Really, most soldiers are out there, you know, out of great ideological patriotism, but more to protect each other. They have a great deal of camaraderie between each other in these battles. And
hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and it'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're simply talking about the war in Iraq, but all wars are the same. It was exactly the same in Vietnam. It certainly was the same in Afghanistan. The men are fearful. It's kill or be killed. And so, would you go ahead, Joel?
Well, there's a mentality within the military, because you are judged, especially the officer corps, on how many problems, lack of problems that you present to the officer above you. If you're always a source of problems and your men are a source of problems, then you're going to get a bad fitness report. So there's a natural tendency for officers to want problems to go away. Of course, in combat or In this case, this is not really combat. This, what I'm complaining about is an improper and heavy-handed tactic of searching homes. Now, searching homes within civilian populations when you're not in active combat is something that has to be done. But I think, you know, there is a mentality. You go through and do a sweep, and you've got to get somebody homes searched. The commanding officer wants this block areas of the town searched within a day or two, and you don't have time because of those inane restrictions to do this with sensitivity to people's needs. For example, when they go through and they rouse people up, first of all, by breaking in the door, they don't knock. They're supposedly trying to, you know, capture insurgents in the homes and surprising them. But, you know, it doesn't take more than one kicking of the door down before the whole neighborhood is aroused. So you don't have to kick the next door down. And if you don't have any specific intelligence, I mean, it's enough to surround a house so that nobody escapes, knock on the door politely and say, we need to search your house. But they don't do that. They've got this military standard operating procedure. Blast the door down, come in waving guns, and if anybody does anything suspicious, they blast them, they shoot them.
Well, because we're training our police here, and America is doing pretty much the same thing. We're militarizing our own police forces, which is frightening.
Well, there is this mentality, you know, of they hype up these people by saying, look, there's a potential drug person, he will be armed and dangerous in there. And so they're not going to knock on the door. The same thing happened in, I've got an example here from a Democracy Now! Interview that was kind of interesting. He said, my squad leader called a meeting and said that he had gotten word from the company commander that there was a Syrian resistance movement within a home in our sector and that they were Syrian terrorist fighters in the house, and that what we were going to do was, with our squad, we were going to basically kick in the front door and go in and apprehend these Syrians who supposedly were in there with their weapons waiting to shoot us. And that just didn't sound right to me, said the sergeant. He's one of those that was interviewed by The Nation. And I was getting very close to the time I was supposed to be leaving Iraq, so I said to my squad leader, when you have an infantry squad, you have your squad leader, then you have an alpha team and a bravo team. I was alpha team leader. My job was to go to the front door, arrest the Syrians, while bravo team conducted the cordon outside, meaning surrounding the house. So I said to my squad leader, hey, you know what? If you're so sure, and if our commander is so sure that there's a Syrian resistance movement in this house, I'm going to go in there, and you mean I'm just going to, if you're just going to send me through the front door 2 or 3 weeks before I'm going to go home, I'm going to go and shoot up everything in that front room to make sure that nobody shoots me first. He says they're not likely to turn themselves in if they're Syrians, because these are known to be a tough lot of terrorists. And they're like, no, they're in there, and we have to get them out. So I said sarcastically, well, you know what? You might as well just pull up a Bradley fighting vehicle in front of the house and fire a tow missile into the front window if you're that sure. He was saying all this sarcastically. Well, when the raid went down, and I was actually selected to stay outside that night and provide the cordon, because my squad leader could tell that I wasn't too happy about the intelligence report that we received. So they sent in a different team to bust into the house. When they went inside, they didn't shoot. There was just an old man and a few children and a woman. There were no Syrians. But you see, it's this mentality of false intelligence which puts these soldiers at risk. They get extremely nervous about this. And with bad intelligence, you're going to go in and shoot up the front room and kill a lot of innocent people. And they're going to say this is justified. Well, it really isn't justified. I mean, you can surround the house. You can tell the people with a translator to come out. Then you can go through after the family members have come out. If you want to go in with guns loaded and shoot anyone who remains in there, that's another different story. But you see, the whole series of tactics is very, very heavy-handed. I give another example here, which is an example of reckless firing. One soldier said, and we were approaching this one house in this farming area. They're built up into little courtyards. So they have the main house, the common area, then they have a kitchen, then they have a storage shed type thing. And we're approaching, and they had a family dog, and it was barking ferociously because he's doing his job. And my squad leader, just out of nowhere, shoots the dog. He didn't. He uses some expletives. he shot it. It went in the jaw and exited out. And so I see this dog. I'm a huge animal lover. I love animals. And this dog has, he's running around, you know, with blood spurting out all over. And he says, you know, what's going on here? The family's sitting right there. Three little children and a mom and a dad, horrified. And I'm at a loss for words, so I yell at him. And I said, you blankety-blank, you know, what are you doing? And so the dog's yelping, and it's crying without a jaw. And I'm looking at the family, and they're just, you know, dead scared. So I told them, I was like, blankety-blank you for shooting it, you know. At least kill it because it can't be fixed. We've got to put it out of its misery. He was in tears as he was saying this. I'm just looking at the kids, and they're so scared. So I got the interpreter over with me, and, you know, I get my wallet out, and I gave them $20 because that's what I had. I had to let it go and told them that I'm sorry this blankety-blank did what he did. Was a report ever filed about it, he asked. Was anything ever done? Any punishment ever dished out? Absolutely not. He said, these incidents are very common. And that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, the damage an act like that does to the lives of Iraqis and their memory of American soldiers for the rest of their lives?
And, of course, I mean, the hatred that is developing within the Iraqis for the Americans. Look at the you know, the Sunnis, you know, 90% of them want the Americans to leave, you know, in when they're polled. And probably about 70% of the Shias want us to leave. Only people who want us to stay there are the Kurds, because we don't have any troops up in Kurdistan, a handful of them. But, you know, we've created an impossible situation. How could intelligent people have done such a terrible job unintentionally?
Well, you know, there just is a... It's part. I'm trying to describe, as a former Marine Corps officer, that what happens when you start to have... When you don't have a system of objecting to orders you get down from above and standard operating procedures... This is a real problem in America. You know, they have a whole campaign in the Army and the Marine Corps about winning the hearts and the minds of the people. And they have all this propaganda. They do service for people. You know, you cannot undo the kinds of things that are happening in this surge, because this surge, they are going house to house all through certain sections of Baghdad, and they are creating enemies that will never forget the United States if they're doing these types of things. For example, the article in The Nation continues, the American forces are stymied by poor intelligence. They invade neighborhoods where insurgents operate. They burst into homes in the hope of surprising fighters or finding weapons. But such caches, they say, are rare. Far more common were the stories in which soldiers assaulted a home, destroyed property in their futile search, and left terrorized civilians struggling to repair the damage and begin the long torment of trying to find family members who were hauled away. And why did they haul them away? Anybody without a proper ID who can't prove who he is, they take away as an insurgent. And several of these people said, you know, they just never come back. They're assured by them and the family members that this is a relative who's visiting their house because Americans had burst in or destroyed through an airstrike his house in a nearby city. He's living with them. But you can tell what happens when you have a total surveillance society. When you have to have these ID cards, and in war, you have to leave a house in the middle of the night, you don't have your ID card, and all of a sudden you get put into a prison system as an insurgent or as a terrorist, and there's no way to prove who you are because they won't let you talk to one. You can't go back to your house to try to find your ID. You become in limbo for the rest of your life. And that's where we're headed with so many thousands of people that are trained to do this kind of insurgency fighting, which is the improper way to do it.
Well, of course, you know, we're told that we're fighting al-Qaeda, they were fighting terrorists, and yet the vast majority of people over there who are fighting the Americans are not al-Qaeda. I mean, how many times have we killed the number two man in al-Qaeda in Iraq? I mean, have we killed the number two man 20 times or 30 times? Every time we turn around, we've killed the number two man again. And there are about, maybe at the most, at least according to the Cato Institute, about 2,000 al-Qaeda there. All the rest of them are Iraqis who do not want America occupying their land and stealing their oil. And they feel that we're there to steal their oil. And that we have no intention of leaving. And they see that mammoth, you know, embassy we built, the biggest one anywhere in the world. And then we hear George Bush saying, we're never going to pull our troops out of there. We're going to leave our troops there indefinitely. And they're fighting against the tyranny that they believe America represents. And I think maybe we ought to understand why they feel the way they do. We are not fighting Al-Qaeda because there's not many of that Al-Qaeda there. And we've killed the number two man about 30 times now.
Well, you know, frankly, Dr. Stan, there's no way we can tell who is Al-Qaeda.
I know.
There's no identity. There's no uniform. There's no way to tell if anybody's Al-Qaeda. And we use that as an excuse to be able to justify what is done to people who are killed, is call them Al-Qaeda.
Right, of course, but that's what they do to justify it for the American people. And they're not being honest with the American people. If they lie about that, what else are they lying about? And this is what really bothers me. As somebody once said, in war, the first victim is the truth. And I believe that they're not telling the truth. We're not fighting Al-Qaeda. There are a few Al-Qaeda there. And most of them are simply Sunnis who resent what we're doing.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones 2 to 4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away.
First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-vo.com. Visit no-vo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joel is pointing out that certainly, without, of course, cautioning by the officers to the men that they should be, you know, respectful and that they should not be too aggressive and try to terrorize everybody when they're searching the houses, well, the men are going to act and act irresponsibly and engender the hatred. And it's simply a failure of command to tell people, you know, to treat the Iraqis with a certain degree of respect. Would we want to be treated like that? By our police or the people who are running our communities? I don't think so. I think we would be resentful, and I think the Iraqis are increasing resentful, and any goodwill we had in Iraq is rapidly disappearing. Go right ahead, Joel.
What I'm trying to point out is that whenever you put men through SWAT training or high-pressure tactics, everything is move, 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 run, you know. You've got to keep everything, these people in these supposed high-pressure situations from getting a gun or attacking you. But it's a different situation. I mean, if you've got very good intelligence and you know that there's an armed man inside and he's going to shoot at you, then these SWAT tactics are appropriate. But when you're just doing house test searches, when you know by experience that 90%, 95% of this, there's nothing in there, you have to switch tactics. There are ways to make sure that you don't get blindsided, but it's not by busting in the door necessarily. And it takes a little more time. But there is this mentality of in the training that you go through in rapid fire, save your life method, and everything else is secondary, including the lives of civilians. And it's only in the aftermath of these stories, and believe me, this if this gets some widespread coverage aside from the nation, you're going to have a lot of military people saying, yes, I've got some stories to tell too. And maybe, just maybe, the military will start to be more careful with people because they're not part of the conspiracy, most of them themselves. They are simply working under a top-down hierarchical system which is in, induces them to try to do things in a very tough, ruthless way so they don't accuse them of being soft or they don't get people killed. And unfortunately, this is at the expense of the civilians here and expense of the Hearts and Mind campaign that they supposedly put so much time into.
And don't you think a lot of our soldiers are just scared to death that they're going to get killed in the process of doing this?
Well, that's right. And that's why it takes some savvy leadership to control kids that are getting, you know, you have to teach them. There are ways to go through and safeguard civilian life when you're searching a home without being so aggressive and without doing irrevocable damage to property and things that can't be easily undone. You know, another example of excesses comes from Sergeant Dustin Flatt of Denver, who said he estimated he raided thousands of homes in Tikrit, Samarra, and Mosul. And he said, we scared the living blankety-blank out of them every time we went through every house. He said Sergeant Westfall's flashlight was mounted on his M4 carbine. So in pointing his light at the clump of sleepers on the floor, he was also pointing his weapon at them. And Sergeant Westfall first turned his light on to a man who appeared in his mid-60s. The man screamed this gut-wrenching, blood-curdling, horrified scream. Westfall recalled, I've never heard anything like it. The guy was absolutely terrified. I can imagine what he was thinking, having lived under Saddam. Of course, he was actually probably scared to death because he'd heard so many stories of what the Americans do to them when he comes through. Anyway, the farm's inhabitants were not insurgents, but a family simply sleeping outside for relief from the stifling heat. And the man Sergeant Westfall had frightened awake was the patriarch of the family. Sure enough, as we started to peel back the layers of all these people sleeping, I mean, it was him, maybe two guys, either his sons or nephews, and the rest were all women and children. We didn't find anything. He said, I can tell you hundreds of stories about things like that that would all pretty much be like the one I just said. Just a different family, different time, different circumstances. For Sergeant Westfall, that night was a turning point. I just remember thinking to myself, I just brought terror to someone else under the name of the American flag, and that's just not what I joined the Army to do. And he quit. Now, there are some milder examples of U.S. military conduct. Sadly, there are outright indiscriminate shootings of people, rapings of young girls, and wanton beatings of people. These excerpts are to give your listeners an idea of the all-too-callous behavior that's become part of our standard operating procedures. Why do these otherwise good men get depraved and start to do these types of things? I believe it's because of the group mentality they learn within the military.
And I think it's this constant fear. I mean, fear gets people to do terrible, terrible things. They lose their sense of right and wrong. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief as we explore what's really going on over there. This is the side of the war you're not hearing about. And it's not a nice sight, but war is never nice. There is no such thing as a good war.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Oh, for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen, and we're talking about Senator Smith up in Oregon, who has just suddenly decided the war in Iraq really is not worth fighting. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the World Affairs Brief, how to get in touch with you and get a trial copy, and hopefully they'll want to subscribe as I do.
The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And first thing on the front page you'll see is a synopsis of the current briefing of the World Affairs Brief. There is a modest subscription price for the brief. You get 52 issues every single week. Every year, the World Affairs Brief comes to your mailbox. And or you can download it from the website with the subscriber codes. If people want a sample brief, if they want this brief or the current sample brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send one out. And if you didn't catch that, just go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and it explains how to do that on the front page.
And let me
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I go to World Affairs Brief every single day and just scan down the articles there, because they have summarized of what's really going on. They've done the research for you, so you don't have to do the research. You can glance at the articles, and then if they appeal to you, you can pull them down and read them. Go right ahead, that's all.
Yes, my volunteer researchers cull through the day's news and pick the best stories so that you get the best reading on these things. And, of course, my World Affairs Brief at the end of each week goes through and analyzes from those posts, and I try to fill in the material that even the best of the conventional news media isn't telling you. The motives behind the scene, the kind of analysis that I think is important to understand, because, you know, the media manipulates people's opinion not so much by what by outright falsehoods they tell, but by the careful omissions of key truth that would change people's perceptions dramatically.
Well, you were talking about the Oregon senator who finally has come to admit that he's sick and tired of calling the parents of soldiers who have been killed over there, and being asked, is it really worth it? And he's finally concluded, no, it really isn't worth it. Go ahead.
That's right. He said on the Senate floor after that wake-up call last January, I, for one, am at the end of my rope when it comes to supporting a policy that has our soldiers patrolling the same streets in the same way, being blown up by the same bombs day after day. And, of course, as I pointed out, it's not just our troops being blown up, it's the damage they're doing to the Iraqis under orders by the military to search. They're searching in a way which is near criminal in terms of its intrusions upon people. It doesn't have to happen. Yes, in combat with mortars going around and bombs dropping on the thing, that's one thing. But when you decide to go through a whole sector of the town without snipers shooting at you, etc., and you're orderly searching the place to find for hidden weapons and things, and you need to do it in a way that does not do damage to the civilians. He said, in ending his statement, he said, this is absurd. He says it may even be criminal. And later on, he would say, if I would come back to any word, he said it would be criminal. He said, I might even replace it with the word insane. No, it's not. It is insane. It is criminal, not insane. These people are very sane who are driving this agenda, but it is criminal because of this hidden agenda that they have, which has a purposeful intervention in the Middle East and purposely trying to create hatred against the United States so as to induce grand retaliation against our country someday that will take out our military and cause our leaders to come out of their bunkers and say the Russians and Chinese who will perpetrate this preemptive strike deceived us. We thought they were our allies. They know better. They know the Russians and Chinese are preparing to attack us. They want that attack because they know it will drive the whole world into a new world order in order to beat back this great threat. At least that's my general theory, as outlined on my website under the title Strategic Threats.
And first, you know, my last several newsletters, I've covered the question is, how could it be that Russia, which is really a second or third world nation, and if you get 20 miles outside of the major cities there, you're back in the 19th century, how could they become the greatest producer of oil and the largest producer of natural gas, and build a whole network of sophisticated oil lines and pipelines to get that all over, you know, into Europe? And of course, the answer is, it was all financed with American money and the money of the oil companies. Hundreds of billions of dollars we've sent into Russia, you know, here over the last 10 years or so. And today they have over $400 billion in reserves. We have essentially no reserves, and we're going behind $2 billion to $3 billion a day. and we're still funneling money into Russia as they're in full military production for war, and it just doesn't make sense, logically.
Well, it's all too true, and of course, there was also some unilateral disarmament going out. One of the wings of the Missile Command in our United States received orders to decommission 50 Minuteman III missiles. Now, we had already agreed that we were down to our limit of disarmament, so this is totally unilateral disarmament. If you're going to throw away some missile systems, or you think they may be too old, then why don't, if they were serious about gaining advantage and making the world safer from war, they would use it as a bargaining chip with the Soviets, the continuing Soviets, as Christopher Story says, in trying to get them to further disarmament. But no, they're actually taking out 50 more of the Minuteman missiles without any cooperation or without any coordination with an equal amount of disarmament from the Russians.
Dad, of course, why would we believe anything that Putin said? He's killing off any opposition. I mean, you know, if you're a reporter over there and you speak out against Putin, who's such a good friend of George Bush's, why you've signed your death sentence of people in the Duma who oppose Putin are killed. People who are, write books like Alexander Litvinenko, you know, about Putin. And blowing up all those buildings there in Moscow and killing all the Russians so he could justify going to war in Chechnya. And he gets poisoned. And there's no question at all he's been poisoned because he's poisoned with polonium-20 and it had to come from a government. They're the only people who have it, the radioactive material. And yet we're still honoring Putin. In fact, when he recently met the President of the United States, they gave him a big bouquet of flowers. And I felt so warm and fuzzy.
Well, of course, they're like playing cat and mouse over the anti-ballistic missile system the U.S. is proposing to put into Poland and Czechoslovakia. The Russians, are making the U.S. look like a fool in the international community. First of all, the U.S. claims that this anti-ballistic missile system is not aimed at Russia, but it is aimed at rogue missile nations like Iran so that they can protect Europe. And yet, these missile interceptors are designed to attack these missiles in their boost phase. So, who is it? Where is the advantage of putting missiles, anti-ballistic missiles, in Poland and Czechoslovakia if you're going to protect against missile warheads coming from Iran? There's no advantage.
In fact, where is Iran getting their missiles from? Iran, which can't even build, enough refineries to have enough gasoline for its own people. They have to import gasoline, even though they're a major oil producer. They're getting their missiles from Russia, And so Russia's building this.
They're paying for it with oil rather than building refineries.
Sure.
And that tells you that someone else is calling the shots rather than real sane government people there. But it's interesting that Putin's suggestions that the United States build alternative sites in Azerbaijan or southern Russia are very interesting because it would, in fact, being closer to Iran, give our anti-ballistic missile system a much better chance of taking down the warheads before they do any damage in Europe, if that's, in fact, the reason for this anti-ballistic missile system. But the U.S. rejected those suggestions because they know the real reason for those missiles being in Eastern Europe, Poland and Czechoslovakia particularly, are they're sitting under the arch of the Soviet missiles that would be going toward the United States. It is in that boost phase that they're aiming to protect against. Now, in fact, there are not enough missiles there to really protect against a preemptive Russian military strike, which would involve thousands of missiles. So, in light of my general theory, I actually believe that, in fact, the pre-positioning of these ballistic missile systems and radars there are meant to provoke the Russians into moving ahead with their attack on the United States. The United States is giving the impression that we're encircling Russia, giving them a sense of panic that they'd better attack before a great deal of their missiles could be taken out of the sky before they reach their target. So I think that's the real purpose. The Russians have been taking years and years to mount this strike against the United States, and even though they have gone through the grand deception of appearing as if their nation has gone back to a third world country, I mean, it is true that many parts of Russia are third world countries, but nevertheless, the military industrial complex is first rate and is almost up to the United States in technical abilities. You know, they don't even have to steal a lot of things now because they have a tremendous amount of their own technology. They steal essentially all the technology that we give them after it's over there. They turn it into their own indigenous technology. So I think we have a real cat-and-mouse game there, Putin trying to expose and prove to his military generals that the U.S. is, in fact, putting ABM systems in Europe specifically to target Russian missiles. And the proof of that is the U.S. keeps rejecting an even closer targeting scenario, which would help them in the attack against Iran. The purpose of the U.S. in Iran, of course, is to provoke another Middle East conflict. It's my contention after today's posturing by the president about supposedly wanting to bring the troops home, that in fact he sees the handwriting on the wall. He's losing the support in Congress. They've got to do something dramatic, Dr. Stan, in order to keep this phony war on terror appearing as if it is real. And that's why I believe more strongly than ever that in fact they're going to have to engender some form of terrorist attack in order to be able to justify taking on Iran.
And
have
you noticed they're taking the Enterprise in? That'll be the third carrier group there. And according to DEPCA, the news service out of Israel, why they're not going to be bringing one of our carrier groups home, they're going to have three major carrier task forces over there, which suggests certainly they were preparing for a war with Iran. But we can't tell the American people that because the American people don't want to expand the war. And certainly the Iranian people don't want the war. You have to, Matt, ask yourself, what sort of madness is it that would want to take the chance on starting another major war in the Middle East? This is just sheer madness. And where's the outcry from the American people?
Well, there's actually a very carefully crafted, reason for this madness, what appears to be madness. And that's an easy excuse to give, but these people are not mad. They're not insane. They know exactly what they're doing. They are trying to, in fact, divert the American opinion from getting out of Iraq. They're going to create an even wider Middle East war. They're going to make it appear as if it's Iran's fault. And believe me, the Americans will lock right into line. We'll see everybody get a huge fervor, especially if American troops in Iraq get attacked by Iran in retaliation to our strike or the Israeli strike, and we're going to see an entire new mentality. And it could very well happen during this window of opportunity when the Enterprise gets on station there. Now, they can't do that for very long because these ships do have to rotate back to the United States for resupply and rest and relaxation for the crews who have been out there. They work very hard. They don't just sit there on the ocean. They're doing practice launching of aircraft and bombing runs and emergency drills all of the time. It is very, very taxing to be out on deployment on one of these ships. But certainly there's a short time frame of a week or two that they could hold the other ships together without causing a great deal of suspicion. And so we can look for this as another window of opportunity to begin the Iranian war. The mere fact that they're pumping up the terrorist threats around home, and Michael Chertoff saying, "I've got some gut feeling inside that there's a major terrorist attack coming." We've got to watch out. They will provoke another terrorist attack or directly engineer it through black operations, and it may well be one that will be falsely accused to Iran.
And remember, of course, Al-Zawahiri over there has said there's going to be another major attack on Great Britain because, of course, it knighted Salman Rushdie. And why would the Queen of England have knighted Salman Rushdie knowing it would flame the entire Islamic world? That just doesn't make sense.
Except unless you want to inflame the Muslim world.
I'm afraid that's the answer.
Well, President Bush says he's against setting a deadline for bringing troops out. He said it would be a timetable for defeat. Of course, he's lying. Ever guided by his globalist advisors, Bush has no intention of bringing home the troops. What he will need, of course, is an escalation. So the big game in Washington now is how to keep playing the public along with one interim report after another. And naturally, the White House is pleading for patience, playing up the fact that a major assessment of Iraq is coming in September. General Petraeus has, already said there's really not going to be anything different in September to report, but they'll keep leading people on from one interim report to another. You know, the president has faced questions about when the United States can end this combat role in Iraq, which now exceeds the length of U.S. fighting in World War II. And can you imagine all that we did in World War II in terms of building of ships and things, and we have a paper-thin military as it is. Now it's in its fifth year, and Iraq has claimed the lives of at least 3,600 members of the U.S. Army military. Those results are fudged. It's at least double that number. The United States has been engaging in a cover-up of the real number of dead. That's why they bring bodies back in secret so that nobody can count them together. Each individual parent, of course, knows that his son or daughter has died in combat. They are notified, but there is no complete compilation. I think if you went out with a nationwide broadcast and say, we want every single family in the United States who has been notified by the military that they have a loved one killed, and report that death to such and such a website, you'd come up with much more than 4,000 deaths.
Well, I fear that you're absolutely right, and Chris, what really concerns me, you know, is that apparently the Iranians now have hundreds of small boats with torpedoes and various types of anti-ship equipment on them, and of course the war games have shown they could take out two or all of our carriers over there. What would happen if we were to lose an aircraft carrier or two aircraft carriers? What would that do right here at home? What would that do to America's prestige in the world? What would it do to the reserve status of the American dollar? People say these things could not happen. Well, I'll tell you what, they had war games before, you know, the invasion of Iraq, and of course, the first day, we lost the entire American fleet. They had to resurrect it again and change the rules so the bad guys couldn't take out our fleet. Those ships are, you know, certainly very susceptible to attack. Remember, these are all possibilities. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're entering very uncertain times. And the average American, well, my goodness, the football season's going to begin very soon. Isn't that exciting? We'll be right back here in a moment to wrap up the program. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
All right, Ms. Dennis.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, Joe was just talking about the fact with the Enterprise, USS Enterprise, carrier strike force moving in, and the other two, the Stennis and the Nimitz task forces sitting there. We certainly can't keep them there for too long, and if anything's going to happen, it could very well happen within, what would you say, weeks or months?
Weeks.
We have a matter of weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anyway, we're out of time, Joel. We could go on for another hour, but we'll look forward to talking to you real soon and continue exploring these things and try to keep our listeners appraised of what's really going on, the information they're not going to get from other sources.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Doctor.
God bless. Thanks very much.
All right.
Bye-bye. And I hope many of our listeners out there will go to World Affairs Brief, and certainly we subscribe to it. We read it every week. In fact, we read it every day, and then, of course, we get the summary, a weekly summary, and we read that, too, and it's really very inexpensive. I think it's $36 for the year. There's no, if you get it by email, nothing that cheap. But I'll tell you worth it. It's worth a great deal more than that, because you have to know what is going to happen. And, you know, I've been at this for 45 years now, and I have never had this feeling of certainly of doom, that looming doom, you might say. Because, of course, this war in the Middle East is going to have impact on everything that happens here in the United States, the stability of our society, our currency, our military, and those boys over there will be just sitting ducks if this war is expanded into Iran. And those fellows on board those ships that will be sitting ducks as well. So pray for peace. Understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that we hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours every day by about 60 outlets every single week. You know, some of our internet, shortwave, satellite, or radio, but at least we've got a fair number of people who are hearing the truth that they're never going to hear elsewhere. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't made any preparations, if you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, we'd be glad to provide it free of charge. If you have a catalog, don't wait. And whether you get it through us or get it someplace else, begin making your preparations. You need to get your perky water filter so you'll have potable water. You need to have some barrels or means of storing water. You need to have health food products and vitamins and minerals and other things on hand. Whatever you can afford to do, begin making your preparations. Believe me, they're making them for Dick Cheney. They're making them for Scooter Libby. They're making them for Paul Wolfowitz and for John Bolton. But they're not making any preparations to protect the American people. In fact, we've totally disbanded the American civil defense system, and it is totally impotent. And after all these almost over 5.5 years, the Office of Homeland Security still has over a third of their key positions. They just can't find anybody for them. Oh, we're just so incompetent. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to look after yourself and begin to prepare to look after others. And so I plead to you is don't put it off. And if I'm trying to give you a sense of urgency, if it seems that way, you're absolutely right. And so we would hope that many of you would listen to what we have to say, go to our website, pull down our newsletters, get some of the material, and understand the spiritual component of what's going on. Watch my talk. Of the Forbidden Secret, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone, and of course our new four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. either tapes or CDs, and so much more information. You need to get The Hostages of the Devil, a book by Malachi Martin. If you get this four-tape set, the Malachi Martin special, it's a special reduced price, but get the information and understand the spiritual component of the battle in which we're engaged, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news.